Now, notice verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there's none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Now, God made a good report of Job. He said he's outstanding, and evidently Satan had been trying to get at him. And the reason that I think I know that, Satan answered the Lord and said, verse 9, Doth Job fear God for naught? Now, apparently, this creature had been trying to get through to Job. And he made a discovery that he couldn't get through to him because there was a hedge about him. And Satan then casts a slur on mankind. I think he despises mankind. And he suggests that Job is really a time server. Listen to this. Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Verse 10, Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. You have put a hedge around him, and I can't touch him. And I believe that there's a hedge about every believer today, and I don't think Satan can touch you unless God permits it. And if God permits it, it'll be for a purpose. That's what this book teaches, by the way. Now, the thing is, he casts now this slur upon him. He says, verse 11, But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he'll curse thee to the face. My, he has no use for you or me. He says, you and I are time servants. And if God took down that head and took everything from us, we'd curse God. A lot of them would, by the way. No question about that. All you have to listen to him. Here in Southern California, keep your ears open. And I hear God curse nearly every day. I went by where there was a building being erected. And one of the foremen there was attempting to make some sort of adjustment in something, and he didn't. The thing fell. And my, he began to curse God. I tell you, I don't know. He may go to church on Sunday, carry a big Bible. I don't know. But I do know this. He cursed God. And you hear that constantly today. Men are not rightly related to God, friends. Anything but. But this man Job had a hedge around him, and Satan couldn't touch him. And Satan said, I'd like to get to him. And he hates mankind. Why in the world anybody wants to serve Satan? I don't know. Because he despises us. And I wouldn't want a master like that. I want a master that would love me and be sympathetic to me. And that's the kind of a master I have. Now, will you notice, we're told here, And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now, I tell you, sometimes God permits Satan to take away from us these things we lean on. I know that when our little blanket is taken away from us, many of us feel so helpless, incapable, and lost in the world. And many of us cry out to God. Now, notice, God's going to permit Satan to take from this man his possessions. And believe me, Satan would destroy us if he could.